Good morning. It's 9:22.
Well, there is no shortage of economic stress these days. Worried about being able to, you know, make ends meet as you get ready for the holidays. And then there's this looming fiscal cliff and jobs that could be on the line. So with all of that going on, why do we watch these tense football games on a Sunday afternoon and revel in it? Dr. Kathleen Hall, founder and CEO of the Mindful Living Network and the Stress Institute, joins us this morning. You know, this is the truth, Dr. Hall. I'm watching this football game yesterday, and I have a knot in my stomach watching it because it's this very dramatic game. Why are we doing this to one another?
Hey, I've got the Falcons to deal with, okay? So, here we were, undefeated, and look what's happening to us. So all I know is we all have our crosses to bear, guys. So, you know what I mean?
I love it. We're not alone.
It's never over till it's over. Yeah. Hey, that's what I need to open up the Stress Institute, another, you know, whole faction of us football playing lovers, you know, about the stress we're under.
You know, the tendency for so many people this time of year, Dr. Hall, is to go shopping, and then you get to this budget that you've got in your mind, and you say, oh, what the heck, it's Christmas or whatever it is, you know, let's go overboard, which is fine, it's great, and everybody loves it until the bill comes in, and then you got stress again.
Oh, absolutely, and I think, you know, we really need to realize that part of the reason a lot of us are enjoying football games or doing other things, it really is a playful diversion. We know one of the greatest stress relievers in the world is play. And we all as a nation need to remember that. And for heaven's sakes, it's just not football or sports. It's also playing with your children, playing with each other. I think especially women, since we're so duty-bound and work-bound, and men really do, they've always never stopped playing, meaning, you know, whether it's sports or playing golf. We women encourage our husbands to play. We encourage our children to play. But part of us, we have forgotten to play. And the new science on longevity and health and wellness and everything says that if we watch animals and watch behavior, that the core of our being as human beings is playfulness. And the sadness is we've kind of put that off, meaning if Mike and Bruce, if I have a great day or this happens, then I'll go play with my kids or go out and have a Coke or something. We put it off instead of starting our day out and go, you know what? I've got to be playful with one person at work. I have to be playful with my child, my spouse, whatever, partner. Do you see that we really put off all these things that are really helpful and key to our longevity in our life?
Good point.
That's a great idea. How do you get yourself to keep that commitment to yourself? Now, if we had a commitment to somebody else, there'd be no doubt we'd keep it. But sometimes the commitment to ourself and our own well-being is one that we don't keep.
Well, this is why I love technology. You know, we have, of course, technology addiction and stress and all those things going on. But one of the greatest things for me and about the era that we live in with this epidemic of stress, and it's not going to go anywhere, is the smartphones. I actually set my alarm and encouraged a lot of the people I work with to set them at 10, 12, whenever they know their breaks are, the slower time. And then the alarm goes off, and you can even have apps that remind you, whether it's playing, whether it's taking 5 deep breaths, calling somebody you love, right. Text somebody you love, get out of that cubicle and go talk to somebody down where the coffee pot is, smile. It's not just this season to be kind and compassionate. We are going through one of the biggest financial crises that we've ever gone through since the Depression. And again, we need to, instead of propagating victimization, let's realize that we are heroes, because what Franklin Roosevelt said a long time ago, there is nothing to fear except fear itself, and fear affects our whole chemical biology, the way we affect life. You're only getting this one life, and you only have this one time. So please focus on that and set a timer to remind you to come home to yourself. And maybe you need a guided imagery that every time I'm worried and every time I'm afraid, I'm running down away from my home. I'm in another neighborhood. And maybe you need to smile every couple hours. Come home to yourself, home to your family, and home to your company and your work.
Well, that is good advice. Thanks, Dr. Hall. Kathleen Hall is founder and CEO of the Mindful Living Network and the Stress Institute.